Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N. Teresa Green is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/22/23, but at that time she was lifting a box and fell forward onto her knees. But as a result, she believes she injured her lower back and went to the emergency room in Mullica Hill the same day. But she had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be final diagnosis of disc injuries to L4, L5, and L6. Bertie did accept two injections that she describes as a, quote, band-aid, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Green also alleges repetitive work activities from October 2013 through the present caused permanent injuries to the back and stomach. Period. Medical records show she was attended to by EMS personnel on 2/22/23. But they found her sitting on the floor in the aisle of Walmart and was conscious. Period. She was noted to have a history of hypertension. She reported lifting a box when she had a sudden onset of lower back pain and right leg pain. Period history is also remarkable for hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Period. She was seen at on 2/22/23 at Inspire Emergency Room. Period. She had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine compared to prior x-rays from 11/16/18. Period. The study assumes five lumbar type vertebral bodies with the lowest visualized disc base referred to as L5-S1. Period. It showed no lumbar spinal fracture or subluxation. Period. CAT scan did show an infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm measuring up to 4.6 centimeters. Period. She had chest x-ray that showed no acute infiltrate. Period. She was then treated and released and placed on activity modifications. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 2/24/23. Period. They diagnosed lumbosacral radiculopathy and recommended cryotherapy and activity modifications. Period. She was also referred for a lumbar MRI, but this was completed on 3/3/23 and revealed mild disc bulges at L3-4 and L4-5 without evidence of disc herniation. Period. There was multi-level facet arthrosis. Period. She had a possible annular tear on the right at L4-5 disc proximal neural foramen. Period. An abdominal aortic aneurysm measuring approximately 4.6 by 4.7 centimeters in area and recommended abdominal CT or ultrasound for further evaluation. Period. She continued to be seen at Inspira over the ensuing weeks through 3/14/23 when she was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by Dr. Disabella beginning 3/22/23. Period. He noted that the results of the MRI that showed no disc herniations care he diagnosed lumbar strain and radiculopathy, for which he placed her on tramadol. He also referred her to physical therapy and pain management for possible injection therapy. Period. On 6/6/23, she underwent a lumbar epidural injection at two levels by Dr. Fitzhenry. Period. Another lumbar epidural was given on 8/1/23. Period. Dr. Isabella followed her progress through 8/25/23. Period. Make that 8/18/23. Period. She reported zero relief from the injections. Period. Upon exam of the lumbar spine, she had full painless range of motion in all planes. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative and there was no tenderness to palpation. Period. The straight leg raising maneuver was negative bilaterally. Period. He then made an exception to the above comments, stating she was in moderate to severe distress, secondary to right-sided low back and right leg pain, and had an antalgic gait. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry also noted EMG by Dr. Smith found a chronic right L5 radiculopathy. Period. He felt that a surgical consult was warranted, and to that end referred her to Dr. Ferraro, F-E-R-R-A-R-O. Period. New paragraph, neurosurgical consultation was performed by Dr. Mitchell on 9/22/23. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. Her pain was 50% at the back and 50% at the leg. Period. His exam found negative straight leg raising with intact sensation and strength. Period. He observed that she was in no acute distress. Period. He personally reviewed the MRI from 3/3/23. Period. He opined that she has subjective complaints characteristic of right lumbar radiculopathy. Period. However, physical exam did not reveal any motor or sensory deficits. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine did not have any compressive pathology and no structural pathology which would account for her symptomatology. Period. She is undergoing sufficient physical therapy and can continue with a home exercise program. Period. She has trialed injections unsuccessfully and reached a treatment plateau. Period. He concluded she was not a surgical candidate and does not warrant any additional treatment. Period. From a spine standpoint, she is at maximum medical improvement and could return to work, full duty, without restrictions. Period. She was informed of the incidental findings of abdominal aortic aneurysm on MRI and was instructed to consult a vascular surgeon under her own personal insurance for that. Period. New paragraph. We were also provided with work status determinations from first managed care option. Period. We also received the ER notes from 2/22/23 at Inspira. Period. They discharged her with diagnoses of abdominal aortic aneurysm, cholelithiasis, injury caused by lifting, and lower back pain. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen, there were healed portal scars that were suggestive of an umbilical hernia repair that she denied having undergone. Period. extremities upper normal, extremities lower. On the left proximal medial calf was a healed open surgical scar measuring 2 inches in length that she attributed to recent heart surgery. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusion. Spared the rest of that as normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane and alternatively the right and left hands. Appeared she changed position slowly, was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Appeared she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but awkwardly flexed to 50 degrees with tenderness. Appeared extension bilateral rotation and side bend or accomplished full without discomfort. Appeared there was superficial tenderness palpation about the sciatic meshes bilaterally, as well as the right iliac crest and greater trochanter, but not the left. Appeared there was no tenderness or spasm of the paravertebral musculature, sacroiliac joints, or in the midline over the spinous processes and lumbosacral junction. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 2/22/23, Teresa Green was lifting a box at work and fell forward onto her knees. Appeared EMS came and transported her to the emergency room. Paired diagnostic studies failed to show any acute abnormalities relative to the musculoskeletal system. Paired incidentally noted was an aortic aneurysm. Paired she then came under the care of Inspira Health Network. Paired lumbar MRI was quickly done at 3/3/23. Paired interestingly, it was compared to a prior study that would demonstrate she did indeed have pre-existing lumbar problems. Paired Dr. Disabella and Dr. Fitzhenry treated her conservatively with medications, chemotherapy, and injections that she described provided 0% relief. Paired she eventually was seen by Dr. Mitchell on 9/22/23. Paired he noted her subjective complaints were not substantiated by the objective findings. Paired declared her to return to work in a full duty capacity. Paired new paragraph, the cone exam, found her to have variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired she used a cane alternating between her right and left hands and had a limp on the right. Paired sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired in terms of the stomach, there is not documentation that this had been diagnosed with any abnormalities, nor was treatment rendered. Paired. And that is the end.